I just wanted you to know that you're destroying my brain, and for that, I thank you.
Shit, that was all on the air?
I thought you might be able to tell us about turmeric and peanut butter and how that's going to be used as a fuel. I understand that it's supposed to be a fuel in the future.
We have read. We have read. We have read. We have read.
That's just a poetic way of saying there are only 11 more shopping days until Christmas.
All right, let's try the next part of our face. Above my nose, I'm sure you will agree. There are two things that help me see. I use them when I look at you, and you use yours to see me too. They help see birds and trees and skies.
A lot of our stolen cars are taken by juveniles, and they're joyridden. They drive until the tires fall off or they run out of gas.
There are also organized car theft operations, stealing them for parts.
We're starting to see more and more professional car thieves where they're chopping the cars up or re-fitting them, which means putting altered serial numbers on the car.
Some say deterrence like the club may be helpful.
Canaria 7, boring elves, not as boring as boring radio stations with boring DJs that all talk exactly like me, because we're all robots, to tell you the truth.
My wife and my bank notes are 2 months overdue. My girlfriend is tall, she's overdue too. Now that's trouble, T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Are those loggers, Ma?
Yes, Joey.
Well, hello again. You fellas lost?
Hear that intermittent dispersal of broadcast juice? Once again, we're being insulted from aliens from other planets. We're getting intermittent dispersals here. Alright, we're now looking for 40 ouncers here in the studio. I'm floating around in Shirlene Spinoza headspace here, looking for the grand 40 ouncer. That's odd. I've never seen anything quite like this. Oh my god! Hey, gotta get out of here, guys. We gotta get out of here. I've never seen anything like this before. This is not something for me. We're sending this to the lab. This is too much.
Well, you ask me if I have, if I have peace with him, if I'm worried about tomorrow, when I read my journey's over, well,
there's nothing but sound waves being converted into electrical information, then transmitted on electromagnetic radiation at frequencies, well, high above the range of human hearing. You actually can't hear what's being transmitted to you, but you can hear the resultant transduced sound. What are you building there? My God. I've never seen anything like it. It's a large bear trap. Friends, this is Shirley and Spinoza.
We're not wearing any pants!
And we're not wearing any pants. That's because the elves of Kathmandu have deemed that it's necessary. And yourself, pants or not pants?
Not pants.
I suppose you're calling to give us the derivation of the formula for an ellipse.
Sure.
Go ahead and repeat that to us now, if you would. We've got a very lonely ellipse here trying to figure out who made him.
For ski conditions at over 400 other ski areas, call 1-900-WEATHER.
But more importantly, he found Yoakum's diary.
She is early.
You could call it poetry, but I can't hear you. Spin up of my record player. Oh, it's just a little fear.
Don't break the coffee.
Our next contestant is Miss Pepto Bismol.
Hello, my name is Miss Pepto and I'm 91.
She's 91, isn't that a nice person?
In most cases, what items from your credit card are merchants allowed to write on your check?
You come here often?
Three, four, five, six.
8. Now to the left. 2, 3, 4, 5,
6, 7, 8. Hands behind your head.
This week, the Elves of Kathmandu are doing research on human beings. So call on in, 655-7146.
Digital pants.
My friends, sounds like we've got the first grand prize winner. Hold on a second. We're going to be sewing up the seams for you right here, right now. Okay, Frank. Okay, we're on here. Digital pants. We're processing.
Hey, those are nice.
Yeah, well, my friend, it looks like you won yourself a new pair of brand new acid wash digital pants.
Who made the mountain? Who made the tree? Who made the river flow to the sea?
And who hung the moon in the starry sky? Somebody bigger than you and I.
She had the responsibility to hold their family together by not telling on Dad. Even at the sentencing, it showed her concern for her mother and her brother. She begged the judge to show leniency for her father so that he could go to a workhouse and still work during the day on a work release program so her mother wouldn't have to suffer financially and nor would her brother. So she was still taking care of them.
Okay, now when we come back, we'll be speaking with the other lawyer in the case. We'll be taking your phone calls. I'm Al Roker. You're watching Talk Live on CNBC. When we come back, more from Denise Ritchie, a woman who was sexually abused by her father.
Still wearing my suit of armor from the year 2057, complete with digital headphones and a recordable DAT system so that I could record all of my friends and mail it back into the future to tell them how I was doing. Well, I thought it might be fun if I visited my old childhood playground here in Golden Gate Park, not too far from the Arboretum. I wandered through the tulips. Ah, how they smelt still so fresh. Like it was 1996. Look. There. In that little patch of tulips, there I am as a young boy, playing Monopoly with my mother. I still wonder to this day why she brought that board all the way to Golden Gate Park so we could play. I wanted to be the little dog, but I never could. All we had was the race car and the thimble. That's right, the race car and the thimble.
Scripture supports the fact that he had finances. In John the 19th chapter and the 23rd verse, we don't find on the day of crucifixion that there was a raggedy old coat and flip-flops.
Thank you.
moisturizes and protects your skin at the same time.
Now listening to episode 72, the unreleased Star Trek episode in which Spock picks up the horn that he left in that big trunk in his little starship suite when he was 15 years old. He finally gets back into the groove, and on board the bridge, Captain Kirk and Chekov and Sulu are doing a little team hug while Spock's playing in the background, getting down and dirty, and Uhura's on the back burner playing those drums.
The surprise? She's fine, she's upset. You have?
I'm not saying.
Let my career come in second many times to make this family work. I mean, you can't do this to me.
You come back to all this hoopla? Darling, for 6 months. Last 6 months or so.
Where did that come from? I just want to go on with my life.
Sing it!
So what is this? What is this on my radio? What am I hearing? What station is this?
Do you know how to count to 20? Beverly, Rhonda, Janice, Diana, Penny. Tell me, girls, can you count to 20 girls?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The High Commander himself has taken care of this lonely little ellipse and is looking for the derivative formula so that the ellipse knows where he came from.
I wish I could help him.
Yes, you're going to win a very special prize. So go ahead, give us your best guess at the formula for an ellipse, please.
An eighth of mushrooms and a nice stout beer.
That's right! Thank you! The ellipse has his life back. And of course, you win the High Commander's grand prize. Thank you very much for calling.
The story you're about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Do you have any experience with pedals, my friend?
Pedals, I got that shit. I got the digital delay, I got the clamp, I got the chorus, I got the bass reverb.
Okay, and what sort of acts are you playing?
Well, you know, I've got all types. I've got some stuff in Vegas right now. It involves a lot of LeMay. Okay. I don't really want to talk about it.
Hold on, Frank. Can we get the pedals?
Who do you got? A plant in the ground, breaking up the sun. Well, mine is it easy. Do no harm. Lord, I owe it all to you. And my black land farm.
Mr. Vice President. Mr. Vice President. Vice President.
I started jamming out. I started playing some Led Zeppelin. And they started stomping and clapping and howling and like I've never seen before. Like I've never played for an audience like this in the U.S. I mean, they were just like down home. It was like playing somewhere in the deep south. And none of them spoke English, God. And then we all got drunk afterwards, like I got drunk with them. It was really fun. Was totally the opposite. Like, that was the only one that was like that. Every other one, the people would file in, you know, and listen and clap.
Yeah, can you give us a message, please?
Yeah. This is Rich Radka calling about the telemarketing job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can fax her resume and some of my prior work experience.
Hold on. Rich, what now?
Radka, R-A-D-K-A.
Okay, got it.
And my phone number is 282.
Rich Rathmouse, yes.
6100.
Okay, great. Keep that. Okay.
And I read about the job in the Sonoma Daily and Reader here.
Great. Okay, Richard Rathmouse of...
R-A-K-A.
North... Okay, so that's Northeastern Napa Valley.
No, it was Sonoma Daily Reader.
All right, I'm trying. Work with me here. I'm not used to this sort of thing.
Step up to the wonderful world of FM and FM stereo. It's America's sound sensation. Now, with FM, you get a real on-stage feeling. The sound's so lifelike, you not only hear it, but you feel it as well. And with FM, you get a wide range of programming, too. Most of it's unavailable from any other source. There's a tremendous variety of music, including the world's great sound treasures, all tastefully blended with other important program categories. Combined, they bring new fascination to the world in which we live. The pleasure of it is that with FM, you hear it all more clearly than ever before. It's interfering.
Doctor's office, Heather speaking. Oh, hi, Doctor. How are you? Well, I'm okay. No, I mean, I kind of got busted, but not too badly. Well, actually, I've got to go pretty soon, but, let's see, it's about 6:15. You should call me later. Okay.
Oh, my goodness gracious, I know I've heard some outgoing messages, but that has to be original. Anyway, we're looking for Dave Cerf. We got the medical exam blood test to do. We're the Washington National Insurance Company. Leave word back with me when I can catch up with you. 58540. Have a good.
Hi, David. It's Mom. I'm sorry to miss you tonight. We'll be leaving for Asia on Saturday morning. I hope you get a chance to chat before we take off again. Why don't you give us a call sometime on the forest? When we're all going to be home. Okay, thank you.
Hey, Dave, it's Beth. This wacky voicemail thing only lets you keep messages for a month. And I don't want to lose this message of the rain because I always listen to it. So I'm sending it to you and then you have to send it back to me. Because the month is up. Oh, funny. Okay, so make sure you do it ahead for doing well. And I'll talk to you when you get back. Okay, bye.
I've got to make a decision, and I've got to make it fast, or my life's gonna turn out like crap. The decision is yes or no. I can't think of which one is the right answer. Ugh, the pros and cons keep flipping around in my brain.
Sometimes I think of advantages, but then I think of disadvantages. I can't decide which would be better and which would be worse. Which would be the wrong thing to do and which one would be the right thing to do. I'm at a fork in the road. There's two ways to go, not just one. If only there was one way, it would be so easy. I wouldn't be forced into this choice, this decision-making process. I'm going to write down all of the reasons, all of the logical truths, and all of the falses, but I can't decide which one is going to be the right or the wrong. It looks like there's an evil column I've got going here, and a good column. Now, if there's more good in the good column, and less evil in the evil column, then it seems like I should choose the good column. Except there's still the evil. Oh no! I can't decide. There's too many decisions.
1/3 Pat Archubin, R.B. Maria.
Oh, shit. You know, I'm not sure I know that. Tommy, why isn't we always go the long way home?
Well, it's quite obvious, Bobby. It's because I walk around with this here super deep voice and, well, the usual way all the big kids are making fun of me. They're all 16, 17 years old, cracking away with them 16, 17-year-old voices, and by golly, they just don't take too well to deep-down baritone folk like me, especially since I'm 4.5 years old.
Care for a almond butter sandwich or something? I found this here on the pavement. I don't know what it's for. What do you think?
Well, Bobby, almond butter just kind of gets stuck in my throat there, and I start gasping up a storm, and, well, the paramedics always seem to come on by, and every time they come on by, they just stand there and laugh. So don't talk to me about almond butter. Just sit there, keep on looking at the sun. I'm going to sit here, keeping on looking at that almond butter sandwich, and I think I'm taking a nap.
It's called a loop, man.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
No, you can do that at home. Anyone can do that. You can walk around the street and you can say the same thing over again.
So, I like your show a lot.
No, anyone can do this, man. You just gotta stop on by the 655-7146 address and you can do it yourself.
Hey, listen, I got him on the phone, guys.
No.
We all really like your show a lot.
I don't know what to do with compliments. Simply, when I get them, I turn them around and I don't listen to them. I can't stand it, and therefore I go insane.
Man. That's like you calling, man. It's me, like, hard.
Yeah, well, we're trying to get less lines. We're trying to get less than one line. So. Boring radio station. It appears that we've got the continual laughter on the phone once again. Anything you say is going to amuse this fellow. If you would like to call in with any joke that you have, feel free to do so. He's completely entertained.
Man, I want to party.